overall, it is clearly a big, very important long-term trend. If you look at historically, the division of labor globally was that developing countries would export high volume, low value raw materials, and then they would import low volume but high value manufactured goods, and all the jobs would be created in the developed world. Today, from our hard data on port traffic, we can see that developing countries as a group actually imported slightly more, or let's say they imported as much as they export in terms of volume, meaning above all, it is China, but also other developing countries. They also now import iron ore, coal, oil from other countries, and then create jobs and manufacturing in their own country. And
this is we say that they really are driving the world economy?
In that sense, they are no longer just providers of raw material, but they have also become an important demandeur for importing large volumes of seaborne trade. So yes, they are more and more driving the global internal economy. Yes, I think we can say so.
Now, you say that it's mainly China that's driving this, in addition to perhaps South Korea and India. The other thing that came out of the report was also the fact the discrepancy between these developing countries who pay much more than richer countries to transport their goods or to import their goods, up to 70%. Can that be so?
Yes, unfortunately, it can be so. The overall long-term trend is positive. We estimated that what the global economy pays for the transport of the imports went down from about 11% average to 9% within two decades. However, at the same time, the discrepancy between what those who pay more and those who pay less has actually increased. And the reasons, there are seven key determinants, and one of the key reasons here is economies of scale. So once you trade more, you also pay less for the transport. And once you pay less for the transport, you become more competitive. So it's a bit a vicious circle for those who are strong and trade a lot. But for those who are far away, who trade little, for them, this is not good news. They have not improved their situation. I was just calculating the number of countries where you have fewer than four companies providing services from and to the country has gone up by 45% in the last 10 years. So the total global average is improving in terms of freight costs and connectivity and services, but those who are at the margin, those who have small volumes, are far away, have challenges, there you may have a vicious circle rather than a virtuous circle.
And in fact, what you seem to be saying in your report is that because of the push to bigger cargo ships, that this is creating more pressure on the ports and the countries which have to host these ships. And it's going to make it harder for them to meet their sustainable development goals and be more environmentally friendly if they're going to be having to dig out deeper ports for these bigger ships to come in.
Overall, on the sea side, on the ocean, on the water side, the ships are becoming more efficient. They are more eco-friendly for new technologies and economies of scale. So you have a larger ship, uses less fuel per container than a smaller ship, and they are more modern. So this is a positive trend. Now, it's difficult to quantify which impact is stronger, but when those bigger ships that require faster loading and unloading now come to ports also in developing countries, as you rightly said, this is an increasing challenge for them. It requires additional investment from them. If they don't do it, yes, then you have more waiting times, longer queues for the trucks and problems. At the same time, if you turn it more positive, not only the negative news, it is an opportunity. It gives additional business and encourages modernization, more transportation measures, improved transit procedures, more modern handling equipment so that these bigger ships don't spend too much time in the port. So it's a challenge, but also an opportunity, to put in a positive sense.